Today's sermon by Pastor Kevin Roberts is brought to you by the Bethany EC Church in Tamaqua, Pennsylvania.
I'm going to read from Psalm 46. If you have a desire to follow along in the Pew Bible in front of you, if your Bible is brown, it's on page 590. If it's black, it's on 595. If it's brown, it's on page 885. Psalm 46, the psalmist writes, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, a holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. There are some events in human history that seem to have a deep impact upon our lives, in that they are forever engraved in our minds, and we can recall where we were and what we were doing when those events occurred. For example, the day that John F. Kennedy was assassinated, or when the space shuttle Challenger exploded in space, or the 9/11 attack of the World Trade Center, or even more recently, the mass murder at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Surely most of you recall where you were and what you were doing when those events hit the headlines. One of the questions that people often ask in times such as that is, where was God? Recently in our community, there was a meth lab bust. There was a husband and wife who lost their lives in the blink of an eye in an auto accident. There was a woman who was senselessly murdered. There was a baby who passed away. Those are things that made headlines. In addition, there are people who experienced the loss of jobs. They experienced the loss of health. They experienced the loss of loved ones. And the question that prevails is, where is God in all of this? Tonight, my reason for making this service available was to give an answer to that question, where was God? And to show support for our community and for one another. And that we would be assured that in all of these things, we are never, ever alone. So we gather tonight to look to God. And when we experience trials and difficulties, we find ourselves in a place of making a choice. And the choices are very simple. We can either try to fix blame, and sometimes even blame God, or we can draw near to God and find in Him a wellspring of comfort and strength. One of the reasons that I wanted to address this subject is because over the years I've done some ministry with grief and loss, stemming from a loss that I experienced many years ago. Some of you know and some of you don't. 23 years ago, my first wife woke up one day with a severe headache. And 2 days later, she was totally blind. The diagnosis was intracranial hypertension that was caused by a tumor that they were never able to locate. And in 3 short weeks, from diagnosis to her untimely death. At that time, I had 4 children. They were ages 4, 5, 7, and almost 9. I was not a pastor at the time. In fact, at that time, I was not even living particularly close to God. And I was faced with those unexplainable situation and difficulty. And I had a choice. I could either shake my fist at God and say, "How dare you? Where were you?" Or I could fall helplessly into His arms and allow Him to wrap His arms around me and provide strength and to be there in the loneliest moments of my life. Thankfully, I chose to fall into His arms. I chose to trust Him even when it made no sense at all. Psalm 46 teaches us that God is an ever-present help in times of trouble. As we trust in Him, He promises to be with us. In fact, He promises that He will never leave us. We've all had people that have come in and out of our lives. We've all been disappointed by someone, perhaps even that we've loved, close friends, family members, that have seemingly moved away from us. And we've experienced that loss and that rejection. But never so with God. Because God will always be there for us as we trust in Him. Does that make it possible for me to explain why God would take a wife and a mother seemingly prematurely? Nope, not even close. Does my faith in God and my knowledge of who He is help me to explain why a husband and wife would simply lose their life in an automobile accident? Or in a moment, a baby would take their last breath? I can't explain that. But what I do know with all certainty is that God is God, and I can trust Him. His word tells us that He loves us with an everlasting love. And I know without a doubt that He is a trustworthy source of hope and healing and strength. In Psalm 34, verse 18, the psalmist says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and He saves those who are crushed in spirit." Only He can heal the brokenness. He is the one that comes alongside of us in times of tragedy and loss, and sticks to us closer than a brother. You may ask, okay, so God was there. Could he not have prevented these things? In many cases, sickness and loss and death have their roots in the choices of mankind. When sin entered the world, according to the biblical account, that is when sickness came and loss of life came. And so, God created us in his image. And that means we have a free will. We're not mechanical robots. We're not puppets on a string. But he gives us freedom of choice. Sometimes those choices lead in the wrong directions. So, where was God? Well, I want to suggest that in all of these things that you have probably experienced personally, these events that we've experienced in our community, as well as the things that we experience even nationally, God is in the same place that he was when Adam and Eve rebelled in the Garden of Eden. He was present. He allowed them to have freedom of choice. He allowed them to choose, and yet was very near, willing to offer hope, promising that he would send a deliverer. Where was God when Joseph was mistreated by his brothers, sold into slavery, and jailed for a false accusation from Potiphar's wife? God was very present. He was allowing for a higher purpose that would ultimately save a nation from famine. If anyone was ever misunderstood and ill-treated, it was Joseph. If anyone ever suffered wrongly, it was Joseph. Yet with all the hardships, with all the problems, with all of the abuse, in the end, this is what Joseph said to his brothers. You meant it for harm, but God meant it for good. God was there all the time. I'm sure there were nights that Joseph asked, God, where are you? And yet clearly, God was there in his life. One might say, well, where was God when Job lost all of his children and everything that he possessed? Seems like he lost everything but his nagging wife. God was very present. God proved himself to be faithful. He never deserted Job. And in the end, God fully restored Job and blessed him beyond measure. Where was God when Daniel's friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were in the fiery furnace? God was present. In fact, when they looked in the furnace, how many people did they see? God was there with them even in the middle of the fire. Where was God when the Apostle Paul was beaten and tortured and shipwrecked and left dead and in prison? A man who had experienced a phenomenal transformation in his life, gave his entire life to serve God, to be a missionary to the Gentile world. Shipwrecked, stoned, in prison. Doesn't seem very fair, does it? But God was right there. So much so that Paul said that God provide strength, that he could do all things through Christ who gave him strength. So that Paul would explain in his writings that God provided a peace that passed all understanding or human logic. Peace in the midst of difficulty and problems. Where was God? He was right there, providing all that Paul needed as Paul served him. The bigger question is this: where was God when his own son, Jesus, was crucified on a cross, experiencing the cruelest death known in the Roman world? And the answer is, God was very present. We believe that Jesus was in fact God in flesh. And it was he who endured pain and suffering and death for us. He did not flee the scene. He could have sent angels to rescue his son. He could have stopped that event, but he did not. He allowed all of the suffering. He allowed that sacrifice for our greater good. He allowed his only son to suffer and die so that we could receive his forgiveness, so that we could have a relationship with God, so that we could spend eternity with him. Through the sacrifice of one, many have been made right in the sight of God. So where is God when it comes to us? Where was God when that husband and wife lost their lives in that accident? Where was God when that woman was murdered, or that baby passed away, or the individual lost their job, or had a diagnosis of poor health, or experienced even the loss of a loved one? And the answer is, God was very present. He is present even in the darkest moments of our lives. He is very present in the most difficult times, and he is always willing to wrap his loving arms around us and provide his strength, to provide his supernatural, unexplainable peace. Author Randy Alcorn wrote a book. The book is entitled, What Good is God? And in that book, he wrote about a woman, her name was Ethel. And Ethel had a double mastectomy. 2 months later, the doctors discovered that the cancer had spread throughout her body. And one of her friends said to her, "How do you feel about God right now?" And she said, "I try to explain. And it has become very clear to me that God was actually preparing me for this moment. He has undergirded me in ways that I have never known before. He has made himself increasingly real and precious to me. He has given me a joy such as I have never known. It just comes amidst the tears. She continued to say that he has taught me that he will lead me on whatever journey he chooses, and he will never leave my side, not even for one moment throughout that journey. God is good, no matter what the diagnosis or the prognosis or the fearfulness of the uncertainty. Ethel clearly discovered that God is a very present help, and she could trust him. God is, as the psalmist says, a very present help in times of trouble. He is the one that is a source of supernatural strength. Sometimes as we look over some of these events that we experience in our lives, many of us would say, had it not been for God, I would have never been able to get through it. Because he is ever present. And he gives us peace that is beyond all human understanding. My friends, in the midst of the things that we experience in our day-to-day lives, or the things that we experience in our community that make us stop and wonder, let me assure you that God is a source of healing. He is a source of hope. And we can absolutely, positively trust him. I'd like to respond to his word and message tonight with another responsive reading that is in your bulletin, and I invite you to stand as we do that together. You have taught us to trust you, O Lord, with all of our hearts, and not to lean on our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge you, and you will make our paths straight. You have loved us with an everlasting love, therefore we will continue to be faithful to you. Lord, you have promised to be our source of strength and an ever-present help in times of trouble. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. Love the Lord, all his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy to keep all his promises and is faithful in all he does. Let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them sing for joy as you spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice with you. Would you bow with me in prayer? Lord, we thank you that you are indeed a source of strength, that you are an ever-present help in times of trouble, that you are the one who sustains us, you are the one who protects us, you are the one who surrounds us with your loving arms and gives us all that we need in the struggles and trials of life. Lord, help us to look to you. Help us to trust you. And as we think, Lord, about our community, I pray that you would help us to be a reflection of who you are and to be a source of strength and encouragement to those who are experiencing difficulties at this time. Lord, help us to lovingly support others in the same way that you have lovingly supported us. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the one who taught us that we should pray together, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
The staff and members of Bethany EC Church would like to thank you for downloading one of our online sermons. We hope that this sermon was a blessing to you. We want to encourage you to visit our church's website at www.bethanyec.org to learn more about our church and our involvement in making Christ known. These downloadable sermons are part of our continuing online ministries. If you feel moved to contribute to our online ministries, please visit our website at bethanyec.org, where you will find a donate button. Support of any amount will help to ensure future free online sermons from Bethany EC Church. We hope you will join us again next week, and until then, may God bless you.